You're listening to a story from WITF 89.5 and 93.3. Mid-State Republican Congressman Scott Perry is taking advantage of concessions U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made to lead the chamber. Perry led the resistance to the California lawmaker's bid and now has the power to influence federal investigations. WITF's Robbie Broad reports that includes any potential probes looking into his own role to try to keep the former president, Donald Trump, in power, despite losing the 2020 election.
It took over 15 rounds of voting over 3 days, the most in over a century, to elect Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker last week. He gained enough votes after making key concessions to Congressman Scott Perry and the House Freedom Caucus, which Perry heads. Its 52 members make up about 12% of the chamber, but roughly 20 steadfastly opposed McCarthy's bid. Perry, whose district includes Dolphin and parts of York and Cumberland counties, led the way.
Everybody came here because they said to their constituents, this town is broken and I want to fix it. Well, how are you going to fix it if you come to this town and just step right in line and keep doing the same things that everybody has done before you?
He criticized House Republicans for working too closely with their Democratic counterparts.
We're trying to change the trajectory of Washington, D.C. Right. so that we actually fight the left and quit ending right. up with everything the left wants after people spend their hard-earned money supporting Republican candidates right. and then being disappointed time and time again.
Perry cast votes for Byron Donalds and Freedom Caucus members Jim Jordan and Andy Biggs. He almost missed a vote because he was taking part in a live interview with Fox News. But before the 11th round of voting, Perry met with McCarthy and emerged with a change of heart.
Perry.
So, how did McCarthy finally earn Perry's vote? Perry tweeted out a list of promises he received, including ending all COVID-19 mandates and creating a House Select Subcommittee to investigate federal law enforcement for what he calls weaponization against the American people. He specifically mentioned the FBI, which, pursuant to a court order, seized and copied the congressman's phone last year. The Department of Justice is also investigating events surrounding the former president's attempts to remain in power, which culminated with the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Perry's name came up repeatedly throughout the House January 6th Select Committee's public hearings and final report for his alleged roles in assisting Trump's efforts. He refused to testify after receiving a subpoena. Chris Mottola, a Republican political strategist, says Perry may have been motivated to weaken the power of the House Speaker.
All politics is out of the Senate majority and the House majority's office. That's where the universe rotates. And Freedom Caucus believes that this is not the best way to run government. So there was a reform aspect of it. But more importantly, it gives more power to the representatives.
With a speaker in place, Perry told ABC's This Week he would not recuse himself from any committees, even if there may be a conflict of interest. One could be the subcommittee he proposed, or the House Ethics Panel, which has been asked to sanction Perry for refusing to testify before the January 6th committee.
So should everybody in Congress that disagrees with somebody be barred from doing the oversight and investigative powers that Congress has? I get accused of all kinds of things every single day, as does every member that serves in the public eye. But that doesn't stop you from doing your job. It is our duty, and it is my duty.
Some Republicans are divided over the congressman's recent actions. David Brinton is a political consultant who was Perry's chief of staff when he served in the State House in 2006. He says Perry's decision to force over a dozen House votes makes the Republican Party look disorganized, which could make it harder to recruit new voters.
Because they just don't believe that you can lead, or that your candidates are the better candidates because of whatever source of media that they consume. And that can hurt candidates down the ticket. You know, you're also out there working to get elected.
Joel Sears is a York Suburban School District board member who ran for the State House in 2016 as a Republican. He says he supports Perry's moves because he won a concession that now requires 72 hours for House members to read a bill before it's put to a vote.
I'm hopeful that that'll shine some light on some of the legislation and maybe give us an opportunity to see some of the shenanigans that are played in legislative closed-door sessions.
Earlier this week, Perry spoke before the House voted to create the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government, part of the deal to get his vote.
How many more times, I asked the minority, how many more times do we have to say, I told you so, before you will recognize the overwhelming power and the abuse of power by this federal government? And will you ever do anything about it? You
know, the resolution passed by a straight party line vote, 221 to 211, one of the first actions by the new GOP majority. Perry has long stayed on the national sidelines, but after comfortably winning re-election to his sixth term, he's increased his power and raised his profile, all while facing increasing questions over his role in the attempt to subvert the democratic process. Robbie Broad, WITF News.